11 p.m. according to the WMFO digital clock. You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. At 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2.5-ish of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990, even now that my mother's gone, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour and a half, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. Yeah, I guess it is months. I can dream. But as you know, if you follow us over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, which I really wish you would if you're a listener here at the show, just so we can get to know each other better. But if you do follow said group, you're probably aware that tonight is going to be a free association because I had to get up this morning and drive my mother to the airport. That took a few hours, and I just knew. Sometimes I know, and I was right. Hopefully everybody's okay with that. You sure seemed like it over there at the Facebook group. So let's just jump right in to all the silliness that you can stomach, as I mentioned before, because boy, is there a lot of it. As we begin tonight's free association right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We love you, Lord. I dig you later.
Block 'em. Block 'em. Got the latest beer around. When you get to ripping bars, this letter. Mama, then you know that buddy's under the seal. Splock 'em. Splock 'em. Splock 'em means I'll see you later. Means I'll dig you later. Spag'em, oh spag'em, that's the latest feel around. When it gets on the ribbon board, later, you know that gate is under the seal. Spag'em, spag'em, spag'em means see you later. Dig you that.
The ceiling from below, a splendid Michelangelo, fill my heart with delight. That's Saturday night. I arrive believing from home, find every step inside St. Peter's Dome, claustrophobic and ex-Catholic. Last Saturday night. Now how come nobody really noticed? Puff of white smoke knocked me out. Truth is hiding, lurking, banking. Things I do at night. It's quite suspicious, to say the least. Even mentioned it to my local priest. Of all the three Hail Marys, it's Saturday night.
Let's hear Connemara Jingles. Play it, card, baby.
I wish somebody would tell me that it's only a show. And I'll confess, oh not, let's face it, in my concrete tuxedo. It's quite suspicious, to say the least, while mentioning it to my priest. One of all the three Hail Marys, it's Saturday night. For the three Hail Marys, it's Saturday night.
Infinite expansion. The gestures a guitar can make can be boisterously grand or exponentially nuanced. The cultural shift to loud, loud, loud obfuscates these nuanced, tiny gestures, which, when coaxed from sonic slumber to ding light up, ear-detectable levels, cause a perceptual shift in attention, atmosphere, and emotional state. They are powerful precisely because they are delicate, elusive, and very short-lived. Welcoming these just above silence but still tethered to something below the surface of musical information wisps is the basis for anything I do in the amplified region. My tone, my signature, my identity is as it is because of the microscopic excursions I make before going to scale. Shaping fullness out of near nothingness is a helpful carrier for the heavy lifting and attendant burdenful responsibility of shouting from the rooftops.
Think I never see you when you jump over the wall. You think I never see you when you accidentally fall. Me say,
I think
make your puppy a bit gone.
I think
why you accidentally fall.
I think
is she crying out for
ice water.
I told the twice, was sweet nanny goat, I got runny belly, get me say,
I make,
make your pop, your bitter gone,
I make,
why you accidentally fall,
I make,
is she crying out for
ice water?
Thank you.
Nanny go talk a gun in belly, me say,
aye,
make your puppy a bit go.
Aye,
can you accidentally fall?
Aye,
you should crying out the
ice water.
Seconds and thirds and fourths, and lots of chicken and rice, and sweet potatoes in the corner, and I'm putting on the side. It's National Buffet Day once again. All you can eat. Means a meal where all the dishes are laid out on a table or a series of tables, and diners serve themselves. Many of these are now known as all-you-can-eat buffets. In Sweden, they are known as smörgåsbords. 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 Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Fill up your plate and shovel it down and go get some more at the all-you-can-eat. 'Cause it's National Buffet Day. Oh, National Buffet Day is a wonderful kind of day. Sorry. Oh yeah, no takeaway, no takeaway. Oh no, 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 no takeaway, no takeaway. Have to eat it all there. I'm full now. Burp, burp, belch. Hey, I need to loosen my belt. Yeah. National.
But one day, so they tell us. His true wife he did crave, Delilah, she got jealous. And she tracked him and hacked him and dug for Santa Gray. It's always that way with passion, so cowboy, learn to behave, or else you're liable to cash in with no tombstone on your grave. Delilah, oh Delilah, cowboy, run my love. If you love that kind of woman, she'll do you no good.
I'll take Decomposing Composers for $1,200.
Right, oh darling, you'll be home about 8:30. No, I'm not going to buy it. Beethoven's gone, but his music lives on, and Mozart don't go shopping no more. You'll never meet Liszt or Brahms again, and Elga doesn't answer the door. Schubert and Chopin used to chuckle and laugh whilst composing a long symphony. But 150 years later, there's very little of them left to see. They're decomposing composers. There's nothing much anyone can do. You can still hear Beethoven, but Beethoven cannot hear you. Handel and Haydn and Rachmaninoff enjoyed a nice drink with their meal. But nowadays no one will serve them, and their gravy is left to congeal. Verdi and Wagner delighted the crowds with their highly original sound. The pianos they played are still working, but they're both 6 feet underground. They're decomposing composers. There's less of them every year. You can say what you like to Debussy, but there's not much of him left to hear. Claude Achille Debussy died 1918. Christoph Willibald Gluck died 1787. Carl Maria von Weber, not at all well, 1825, died 1826. Giacomo Meyerbeer, still alive, 1863, not still alive, 1864. Modest Mussorgsky, 1880, going to parties, no fun anymore, 1881. Johann Nepomuk Hummel, chatting away 19 to the dozen with his mates down a pub every evening, 1836. 1837, nothing.
Old man spider fingers spinning a magical spell up and down the piano keys. Old man spider fingers, weaving a beautiful web out of wonderful melodies. Everybody lingers round the piano the moment they know is about to start. Old man spider fingers tangles a twinkling tune all around everybody's heart. Eyes begin to glisten all the while they listen under his magic charms. As their hearts grow lighter, lovers snuggle tighter in each other's arms. Old man spider fingers painting a picture of everything you have been dreaming of. Old man spider fingers weaving and winding you into his wonderful web of love. Spider fingers spinning a magical spell up and down the piano keys. Old man spider fingers weaving a beautiful web out of wonderful melodies. Eyes begin to glisten all the while they listen under his magic charms. As their hearts grow lighter, lovers snuggle tighter in each other's arms. Old man spider fingers painting a picture of everything you have been dreaming of. Old man spider fingers weaving and winding you into his wonderful web of love.
We're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we are in the throes, yes, the throes of a free association. If you've never heard one before, let's give you the story. It's when the listeners, that's you, the listener, gives me words over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, because I realize I'm too busy to put together a respectable show without your assistance. You give me some words, I roll them around in my head a little bit, and I'm like, this song, that song, oh yeah, it's like a little pinball machine in there. And then I put them all together. Hopefully it becomes a quality, silly show. I've listened to some that didn't, so I'm not making any promises here right now. But let us get right back to it, because we got plenty of it to get through, and then we'll come back in about an hour from now with the radio obituaries right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Seen a man in Kentucky sure is. lucky to lie down in Bowling Green. Bowling Green girls treat you right. They wear dresses cut country tight. A man in Kentucky sure is lucky if he's seen a Bowling Green night. Kentucky's sunshine makes the heart unfold. It warms the body, and I know it touches the soul. Bluegrass is fine. Kentucky owns my mind.
Another big news story of the year concerned the Ecumenical Council in Rome, known as Vatican II. Among the things they did, in an attempt to make the church more commercial, was to introduce the vernacular into portions of the Mass to replace Latin, and to widen somewhat the range of music permissible in the liturgy. But I feel that if they really want to sell the product in this secular age, what they ought to do is to redo some of the liturgical music in popular song forms. I have a modest example here. It's called The Vatican Rag. First you get down on your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head with great respect, and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Whatever steps you want, if you have cleared them with the pontiff, everybody say his own Kyrie eleison, doing the Vatican rag. Get in line in that processional, step into that small confessional. There the guy who's got religion will tell you if your sin's original. If it is, try playing it safer. Drink the wine and chew the wafer. 2, 4, 6, 8. Time to transubstantiate. So get down upon your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head with great respect, and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Make a cross on your abdomen. When in Rome, do like a Roman. Ave Maria, gee, it's good to see you. Getting ecstatic and sort of dramatic and doing the Vatican rag.
He chased me, daddy, and I don't run too fast. He chased me down the street, he chased me through the square, he chased me in the roundhouse and he cornered me there. Oh, he chased me, daddy, and I don't run too fast. He promised me some money, some perfume from Paris. Now you know money never mean a gosh darn thing to me. But smell me, daddy, don't that stuff smell fine? He chased me, daddy, and he catched me down the line. He chased me through the garden, he chased me all about. First he knocked me down, and then he knocked me out. Oh, he chased me, daddy, and I don't run too fast. In school they teach me manners when all is said and done. Teach me to be a lady, and a lady do not run. He chased me, daddy, way down to his shack. He take me in the front door, then he kick me out the back. Listen to me, daddy, it all be over now. If I do not give it, he would take it anyhow. he chase me, daddy, and I don't run too fast. He promised me the candy, the pretty fur piece too. You know I don't like candy, it not be nice to chew. But the fur piece pretty, prettiest one I see. I put it round me neck, but it run away from me. Please don't beat me, daddy, like it be a sin. The only one who really had any fun was him. He chased me, daddy, and I don't run too fast. I know it do sound naughty, will all be said and done. But he do not get it easy, at least I make him run. Then I holler, thief, and then I holler, stop, stop, stop. Cause when he catch me, all he want is me lollipop.
Heaven, heaven, this must be heaven. Oh my, oh my, this must be heaven. Heaven, heaven, this must be heaven. Wait, I've got a date. I'll be at the garden gate. I'll be there about 8:30. Heaven can wait. I'm on fire with my desire. Give you a little love, higher and higher. People are talking all over town. Heaven can wait. Heaven, heaven, this must be heaven. Look at those eyes. This must be heaven. Magic moments that we share. This must be paradise. This must be heaven. Heaven. This must be heaven. Oh my, oh me, oh my. This must be heaven. Look at those eyes. This must be heaven.
Give me an RC Cola and a moon pine, play Maple on the Hill. I'll catch that freight train on the fly and leave my corn down at the mill. Cause I sold my camp for $1.50, so brother, I can pay my bill. Give me an RC Cola and a moon pine, play Maple on the Hill. Riding saplings all day long, clearing paths, new ground. But I'll be leaving before long, going into town. I may be just a country boy, but brother, I get my
my corn down at the mill. 'Cause I sold my camp for a dollar and a half, so brother, I can pay my bill. Give me an RC Cola and a moon pie, play Maple on the Hill. Give me an RC Cola and a moon.
Honey, just me and you. It took us a long time to get what we got today. Now you wanna give it all up, baby, for another man that don't love you anyway. So don't let the green rat fool you. Honey, don't it change your mind? It's gonna be hard for me, babe, to build my life on. But honey, you got the love that I really need. 'Cause if you leave me this way, baby, you know I might not live to see another day. Honey, don't let the green grass fool you. The change of mind, it might seem greener on the other side, but darling, right back in old Hoopy's arms where you belong.
Hi, everybody. This is Vince Gill. Now, I've written a fair share of songs that have gone on to be really popular, and for that, I'm really grateful. But to me, being a songwriter is really the best. I kind of knew early on that writing songs held a special thing for me. Now, in school, I can remember I didn't want to write anything, but I remember that songs and music and all that really spoke to me in a wonderful, wonderful way, and I'm really thankful for that love. Now, today in music classrooms, teachers are using techniques to help their students really improve something called spatial IQ. And the more developed a child's spatial IQ is, the easier it is to tackle studies in math and science. Now that's a bargain.
A PSA brought to you by the National Association for Music Education. March is Music in Our Schools Month.
Look. There's a spider.
A good year for spiders.
or so it so seems, incessantly weaving such gossamer schemes as should make one wonder what blueprint within instinctively causes a spider to spin. And look. Look how lovely the glint of the sun is gracing with highlights the web being spun. Dear God of all spiders, please hear this small prayer. Is spidery heaven one infinite snare? Will there be gravity so food will fall by? Have you ever tasted a blue bottle fly? Never had scorpion? Do they have a god? Ticks, you might fancy, but the flavor is odd. But not quite as odd as gregarious gnats, who fly into trouble when ravenous bats, with senses all heightened, go Dracula stark, and quick eat up tasty lost gnats in the dark. I wonder if spiders would like eating mites, those juicy small monsters who louse up the nights of asthmatic sleepers allergic to waste. Spiders might like mites and get used to the taste. Spiders do what they must in spidery nets. Intrinsic insiders who cover all bets with polymer silver that they gossamer spin and wait, wait for some dinner that soon may drop in. Yeah, a good year for spiders. Wonder if spiders ever get the blues. Do yous?
When whippoorwills call and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven. Just turn to the right and little white light will lead you to my blue heaven. You'll see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, just a little nest nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and the baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven.
Special dispensation.
Magic words. Yeah, like eating meat on Friday was definitely a sin. Except for the people in Philadelphia. They were number one in the scrap iron drive. Yeah. They would give it away as a prize, you know. If your parish gave the most money to the Bishop's Relief Fund, hamburgers on Friday. Yeah. Well, and of course, I've been gone a long time now. It's not even a sin anymore to eat meat on Friday. But I'll bet you there are still some guys in hell doing time on a meat wrap, right? Gotta be there, yeah.
I thought it was retroactive. I had a bologna sandwich. This guy had a beef jerky, right? Huh. Tell him what you had.
How'd you like to do eternity for a beef jerky? Yeah, because hell wasn't no 5 to 10, you know. Hell was later. Heaven, hell, purgatory, and limbo. Yeah. Heaven was the only one they showed you pictures of. Drawings, I assume they were drawings, right? Artist's conception of heaven. You'd find that in, sometimes you'd find that in Treasure Chest, the comic book with Chuck White, the Catholic comic book. Yeah, Chuck White fan. Yeah, occasionally you'd see a picture of heaven. Heaven was always a lot of yellow and white light, a lot of vertical lines, a lot of clouds. Might have been clouds, might have been apartment buildings. You weren't really sure, you know. And a lot of tall angels. Did you ever notice that? Except for the cherubs, all the angels, real tall dudes, yeah. And all blonde. They had far too many blondes in heaven, as far as I was concerned, yeah. Hell, they never showed you any pictures of hell. Hell was real easy to understand. Hell was fire, and anyone can dig fire, right?
Yeah. Hey, hell is like burning 100 Christmas trees and jumping right in the middle, you know?
Purgatory was weird. Purgatory was temporary hell. It was like it was as bad as hell, but you knew you were going home, man. Often wondered if they had, like, short time clubs in purgatory, you know? Little buttons. I'm short, 2 eons, man. Yeah. I could do an eon standing on my head. Yeah. Purgatory. The weirdest of all was limbo. Limbo was where they sent unbaptized babies. The reasoning was, it wasn't their fault. Yep, can't see God if you're not baptized, but you were too young to make the decision. Whip them into limbo! What could limbo have been, man? Welcome to limbo. I think they've since canceled limbo. I'm not completely sure, but I think when they purged a few of the saints, they called off limbo, too. Yeah. Hope they promoted everyone, sent them to heaven, you know, didn't just cut them loose in space, right? You know.
Arrangements by the chap at the key. He's the one who cooks up all.